transitions, and thank yous. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. The headline said it all. Legendary football, basketball, radio announcer Doug Wentworth hanging up Mike after 50 years. Maybe. Leave it to our friend at WFUR in Grand Rapids to keep the door open. But it's because of Doug's passion for what he does, his love of painting the canvas with words about high school and small college sports. You can't help but think that retirement might be only temporary. But since it's out of the bag now that his retirement is imminent, let's say a big thank you to Doug Wentworth. When Doug told me at the beginning of this school year that this might be his last go-around, I tried to compare his 50 years of service with other longtime high school broadcasters around the state. Try as I might, I couldn't find anyone with a half century behind the microphone. I found some in the 40s, and I'll mention them later on because they are also worthy of our appreciation. I met Doug when I was starting out in the college sports information business nearly 35 years ago at Albion College, and the Bretons had a big game to open the MIAA season at Calvin College. Doug had me on as a pregame or a halftime guest, and we've been in touch ever since. Doug started in the radio business in 1958. At WHAK in Roger City and spent 25 years as a disc jockey and high school sports announcer at WJBL in Holland before his move to WFUR, where he also covered Hope College football. He was a welcome sight whenever he walked into a high school gymnasium in West Michigan to call a game, usually solo, but I had the honor of sharing a little bit of the airwaves with him one night 8 years ago when the MHSAA honored Doug as its first, and still its only, member of the broadcasting community with its Alan W. Bush Award, which is named for the second executive director of the association. It took place at a game at Grand Rapids South Christian High School. Doug kept his focus on what the kids did. He let the players play, the coaches coach, and the officials officiate. He was there to tell you about the kids and their accomplishments on the playing surface. And what was perhaps more amazing was how he could put the game that he was calling on any given night into historical perspective. That kind of institutional knowledge just doesn't exist anymore. There are a number of other longtime announcers who fall into that same mold with Doug in terms of service and tone. Jack Van Shelvin, with 43 years at WGHN in Grand Haven, 31 of them with his current broadcast partner, Jim Van Dam. John Cohen at WLEN is in his 38th season. Greg O'Connor at WKHM in Jackson has been doing games since the early 1970s, following in the footsteps of his fathers, who also did games in the Rose City for about 30 years. Rod Beckman at WKLA in Ludington is in his 40th season. Jim Moyes, our good friend from Muskegon at different stations there and previously at WTCM in Traverse City, had over 40 years in once he retired from doing games in Michigan, and he still does a webcast or two down in Florida where he now resides. Bob Armstrong at WMIC in Sandusky also checks in with 40 years of service. And family friend Mike Carey in Mount Pleasant at WMMI WCZY has been at it for about 42 years. So to Doug Wentworth, all the gentlemen I just mentioned, and a few I might have missed, thank you for what you've done to bring the broadcast of high school sports into our radios for all these years. There's also a transition taking place as we speak in another traditional medium, and we would be remiss if we somehow didn't acknowledge the contributions of these individuals at some point. Changes in the newspaper industry will begin to affect in a big way this week who and how high school sports in a number of communities will be covered. And there's a group of individuals I'd like to say thank you to for what they've done over the years and to wish them well as they face the next chapter in their lives away from covering high school sports at their respective papers. Jay Boss and Greg Johnson at the Grand Rapids Press, Bill Kahn and Bruce Gunther from the Flint Journal, Gary Callahar and Mike Prison from the Jackson Citizen Patriot, Paul Neumeier and Jeff Mott from the Saginaw News, and Tom Kendra, Rod Rapp, and Mike Mattson from the Muskegon Chronicle. I know I'm probably missing a few folks here, but to all of these great men and women and their colleagues who have faced these changes in the last couple of years, we also say thanks to what you've done to keep high school sports front and center in your communities and help make these lifetime memories for kids and communities all that much more special. To help bring more recognition to high school sports, the MHSAA will soon launch a new feature on its family of websites called The Second Half, a site for fans featuring original content and links to others that highlight all the good things that are happening out there with our kids. Watch for it by visiting MHSAA.com and then making The Second Half one of your bookmarks. You'll want to visit it every day. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.